Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Hello, and welcome to the Patience to Prosperity podcast, where we learn how to act in opposition of our limiting beliefs in order to reach our fullest potential. Hi guys, if you're new here, I'm your host, Lizzie. And if you are a frequent listener of this podcast, welcome back. I'm so happy that you chose to tune into today's episode. I'm sure many of you already know what we're about to get into with this episode just based off of the title, but I have you know, especially my avid listeners, you know we always get deeper than that title. So I'm going to hold your hand while I speak on this mic today because a lot of the stuff that I'm going to say is not necessarily maybe what you want to hear, but what you have to hear and what you might be avoiding in terms of our relationship to a parent. This is an episode that I have had on the back burner for a while. I honestly just haven't allowed myself to sit on the mic because of whatever reason. I think other things were just calling to me at the time. But right now, it just feels really right to talk about this because I feel like I'm at a place where I have mastered my ability to protect my peace as much as I can while also still creating healthy boundaries with my parents. And I know that everyone's relationship with their parents are different, so I want you to really take what applies and leave what doesn't in this episode. But needless to say, I really do think that even if we didn't go through the same exact thing, there are going to be little nuggets and little tidbits in this episode that are going to stand out to you, that are going to help you, especially if the reason why you tapped in on this episode was because you feel like your relationship to one or both of your parents is hindered, or it could just be better overall, either from their side or from yours. You know, like, I think that's also a huge thing that we will talk about today, is that as much as we can put the blame on our parents, we also have to realize that the way that we react to the ways that they trigger us still matter at the end of the day, and they are still allowed to feel some type of way about it. Even if the way that we react is completely valid because it is as a result of their words or actions, at the end of the day, they don't understand how they're affecting us, right? So you might be sitting here as someone who feels really guilty because you lash out on your mom sometimes. And it's because she says certain things that are really triggering to you, right? But she doesn't know, even if you've tried to explain it before, she can't wrap her head around the fact that it's triggering to you. So you are just the one who is bottling all this guilt inside of you. You're the one who's taking the brunt of it. You're the one who is feeling so shameful about the way that you reacted because she's not able to see the full picture, but you can. This is going to bring us right into the first thing I want to talk about. So, just a little backstory to help you guys really understand where I'm coming from. I'm going to give you a little glimpse of things from my own perspective and my own relationship with my parents. So, stick with me here because it's all going to come back full circle. I never give you guys any personal stories of mine without meaning attached behind it. So, Quick little intermission as I hop on here while I'm drinking my mud water. I just wanted to let you guys in on a special little discount for 15% off if you use my link in the show notes below, plus $20 off on top of that if you choose to get the starter pack and subscribe. The starter pack is what I'm drinking right now as I talk to you guys, and I'm not gonna lie, I have been relying on my mud water every single day to help support my gut, to help support my brain. I feel as though when I drink my mud water, my cognitive brain function is so much better throughout the day. I feel like I'm able to find more clarity, and not for nothing, all of the benefits aside, just taking some time throughout your day to make yourself a nice little drink that you know is doing so much good for your body. And sitting in stillness and sipping that drink and reminding yourself that every single sip is you pouring love into yourself is enough as it is. But if that's not enough to convince you, then I just wanted to let you guys in on some of the benefits of mud water. So with their original starter pack, it is a mushroom blend of adaptogenic mushrooms such as lion's mane, cordyceps, chaga, and reishi, which all have individual benefits for your overall health that you can go and research on your own, as well as cinnamon, turmeric, Himalayan salt, cacao, and masala chai. Those are all the ingredients in it. Natural medicine from the earth with ingredients that you can pronounce, with only 35 milligrams of caffeine and 100% organic ingredients. So go get your mud water today if you want to implement a little act of self-love into your life every single day. What I have come to realize is that I had this limiting belief that I was holding onto so tightly that the only way that I would be able to heal my relationship with my own mother was if she was able to completely understand my side of the story. So going back to about a year ago, I wrote a letter in my journal to my mom, and it went back all the way to childhood, and I basically explained all of the ways in which she has affected me growing up. And even though I really do think that it was a well thought out letter and that every single thing I was saying came from a place of love, and I made sure to make it feel like less of an attack and more of a, you know, I want to say this because I want you to be able to understand me so we can understand each other and grow from this. Even though that's how I approached it, come a few weeks, a few months later, every time I would come home from school, I would try to find the time to give this letter to my mom. And I'll have you know, I definitely had the time to do it, or the opportunity didn't come for me to give my mom this letter. But something in me every single time would stop me from doing it. Whether that be the fear of just giving her this letter and not knowing how she was gonna take it, and whatever it might have been for me, I never got myself to do it. And now looking back at it, I truly feel like the reason why I was never able to give her this letter is because she was not meant to hold the weight of how she's affected me growing up, since she's not able to see things from my point of view. So she would just be holding on to this weight and beating herself up over it without truly understanding why I needed to come through with it and why this is able to now help us move past it. So my reason for bringing it up was because I really do believe that when it comes to your parents especially, you either have to meet them exactly where they are or not at all, right? Like, some people have very valid reasons for just not talking to their parents anymore. If you are someone who suffered physical abuse, I can see why that's something that you can't really forgive someone for. I think that's something that you can ultimately work through, but it doesn't mean that you're ever going to have the perfect relationship with your parents. It just means that you'll eventually come to understand how to protect your own peace while they are still some sort of aspect of your life, right? Like, this is coming from a person who genuinely thought that my parents weren't going to be a part of my life anymore, and that maybe they weren't gonna meet my kids one day. And I know that's so sad to say, but you know, when I was a teenager living in their house and feeling the way I did and not getting the support that I know that I needed, that's how I felt, genuinely. And I've now come to terms with the fact that you really have to meet your parents where they are. Because at the end of the day, when you're someone who pours so much energy into leveling up your own life, into healing from your past, into healing from all the ways that your parents have affected you growing up, because no parents are perfect. No parents are perfect. Your parents have impacted you in countless of negative ways, but also a lot of positive ways as well. And I think it's just important to note that when we are these people who devote our entire lives to healing deeper and to understanding ourselves deeper, we expect our parents to do the same and to want to do the same. And the truth of the matter is that a lot of our parents grew up from different generations where mental health wasn't even seen as something you needed to attend to. It was just something that you lived with and you learned to live with it, and that's how it is. You know, like, they weren't even putting people on medication back then. They weren't even going to therapy back then. And our parents have very different views of mental health than we do. We see how much it affects us in our daily lives, right? Like, even if you're someone who hasn't really struggled too deeply with things like depression or anxiety, mental health is relevant to every single human being who has a conscious brain. And we all attend to it differently. We are all aware of it on different degrees. And I think the people that are really tapped into their emotions and are really aware of their thoughts and how things affect them, what things trigger them, it tends to hit us a little bit deeper sometimes when, and I don't want to say deeper because that sounds like we're taking away from the people who, you know, are suffering through these horrible things mentally, but are less in touch with themselves and are more out of aware. That comes with its own set of issues. But for the people who I'm speaking to right now that are super hyper aware even of their own emotions and their own identity and their own headspace, it is so much more apparent to us when there is just a little switch, when there's just a little bit of sadness that creeps in after you've done so much work to keep out that darkness. It is so consuming for us because it makes us feel like we're taking 5 steps back when we thought we just took 10 steps forward. So going back to our parents, the thing is, you are just holding yourself back from reaching even more expansive growth by expecting your parents to understand life through your own conscious mind. Because you're telling yourself, consciously or subconsciously, that you cannot move past this thing unless they see how they have affected you. And I'm really holding your hand when I say that because I know that you are someone who just wants to be understood. I get that, and I am you. And something that I've dealt with more recently, and as a result of all of the things that I have already said in this podcast that I've broken free from, one of the things that really sticks with me and that really still hurts me, to be completely honest, is that I feel like my parents don't actually know me. And I don't think that it's necessarily that they don't want to know me. I mean, in some ways, I do think that's true. But ultimately, I think you have to come to understand that your parents are not out to get you. They're really not. They're dealing with their own shit that they haven't healed from. Like, if your parents haven't healed from their own childhood and their own trauma that their parents have put onto them, how do you expect them to meet you where you are when you've done all this work to heal from your past trauma that they have put onto you? You know? So, needless to say, that doesn't mean that I'm telling you guys today to just bottle all of your emotions and that you have to carry all of this pain, or that communicating your feelings is not the right way to go. But if you have already tried to communicate your feelings the best way that you could in multiple different ways, maybe you've tried it through giving them notes, maybe you've tried it by leading with love, or by simply just slipping it in a lighthearted conversation that you're having. You know, like, you know your parents and you know the right moments to approach them with deeper things and when not to. So if you've already exhausted all of these realms, there is an answer within us. And maybe that answer is that you are just not the person that they are meant to learn this lesson from. As their child, when they are someone who is a lot more closed-minded to things, you as their child coming to them with all of the reasons why they have affected you growing up is only going to make them hold guilt inside of them. And that's not going to help them see things from your perspective. It's only going to create more resentment against you. Because no parent wants to be told by anyone, especially their own child, how they've caused that child emotional pain and suffering. So therefore, no matter what your intentions are and how pure they are and how much you lead with love when you say all of these things, it's going to feel like an attack on the other person. Everything that you've ever felt is valid, but that doesn't mean that someone will validate you when you explain how it has affected you, even if they truly love you. Even if they truly love you. And I think that's a hard pill to swallow, because you might be sitting here after I said that and thinking, how could someone truly love me if they don't know me? If they don't really understand who I am and they don't understand how they have affected me and I'm just supposed to take all of that? A person with a small mind will never be able to meet you on the same level of consciousness. And sometimes you just have to let people live in arrogance for your own peace of mind. You know, something that I've been battling lately is just looking at my parents' life from an outside perspective and seeing how much they are really destroying themselves in the process, how they are so fixed with this idea or this belief that all these bad things always happen to them and they can't get a break. And I see how they live their lives the same as they have been the past 19 years of my life. And it's really sad to see. But then I saw this quote that said, "The potential that you see in others is just an illusion of what you would do if you were in their shoes." And that kind of changed my entire perspective when it came to looking at my parents and how they live their life and how they choose to stay in this closed-minded bubble rather than see life through a lighter perspective and a more expansive way of living. Instead of staying in this bubble that just limits you and being shown the same lessons time and time again because of your mindset, because you keep saying, why does this keep happening to me? Why do things happen to me instead of why do things happen for me? You know, I think we have it in our heads that just because they're our parents, that means that they're supposed to have everything figured out. And that adults in general are supposed to know all of these things. You know, we shouldn't be smarter than our parents and we shouldn't feel like the parent. And that's completely right. We shouldn't feel like the parent. And that's going to lead more into boundaries, which I'll get to. But I think a big part of it is also just understanding that this is your parents' first time being whatever age they are, just as much as it is your first time being whatever age.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
You are. And this is not me making excuses for your parents at all. It's just me trying to allow you to see things from a lighter perspective and sort of give your parents some sort of grace in order to just see them as human so that you can find some sort of equilibrium within yourself and you can start to create your own boundaries. Because I don't know if your parents are anything like mine, but it's kind of impossible to create boundaries with my parents. Like, even if I voice that certain things that they say or do have an effect on me, they are so stuck in their own ways that they can't seem to really respect these boundaries or even understand why I have to make them. So I think that comes to you having to set boundaries with yourself. You know, like what things do you not feel comfortable discussing with your parents? What things do you want to keep to yourself completely? You know, like, because it's just for you, because you don't want them to have any sort of attachment, feelings, thoughts towards what you're doing. And I know that can be hard sometimes, especially when you are still young enough to have to, unfortunately, still be financially dependent on your parents, or you're still living in their house. But going back to what I was saying before, I think it's really limiting to have this belief in your brain that the only way you're going to heal from your childhood, from the trauma that your parents have caused you, is if they see things from your point of view, or they see how they have affected you. Because at the end of the day, you can't teach calculus to a kid who just learned how to add. You can't. And it's not your responsibility as the child to teach your parents how to be a good parent. It's not your responsibility. And it's also not your fault that you were treated the way you were from your parents, and that you have to carry the weight of everything, which you don't have to carry the weight of it all. And I already explained that. But that leads me to holding resentment, because when you're holding on to resentment against your parents still, no matter how much you've healed and you've become the person that you are now, you will always react differently than who you truly are when you're holding resentment against someone else. And that's where we see ourselves lashing out on them sometimes, even though we feel the most healed we've ever been in our lives. Why are they still able to affect our emotions so deeply and put us in this emotionally charged state and bring out the most anger that we've felt in so long? Because when you're holding this resentment still, and you're allowing them to have an effect on your emotions, and you're allowing them to make you react to things in certain ways and make you more of a reactive person than an observer, right? Like, I think that's key to kind of understanding your relationship with your parents, is observing things rather than absorbing them. And I said this in my last episode, but how can you observe things from a higher perspective, from what we call our highest self in this podcast, the best version of yourself? How can you observe things maybe through their point of view, right? Like, in what ways has their lives been hard to the point where they have lived with these conditioned beliefs for so long that make them this irritable person or this controlling person, whatever adjective you want to use to describe them? Because everyone has a reason to act a certain way, and that's not to say that I'm justifying their actions, because your actions do affect other people, especially your children. But I think that when you do start to look at things through the lens of how their life was from the beginning, how their parents raised them, and how much their lives were different from yours, I think you start to allow yourself to have some compassion for your parents, not in the sense that you necessarily completely understand why they did what they did, but just in the sense of, you know, that it's not your fault that they act these ways towards you. You did nothing wrong to be treated this way. It's just how they are suffering in their own brain. It's a result of their own suffering. Because when you're holding resentment still against your parents, and you react instead of observing, instead of just taking in all that you can and, you know, acting from a place of calm and a place of peace, a place of understanding yourself, which at the end of the day, we're humans, we're going to react sometimes. It's not me saying that you should feel guilty for, you know, having those outlashes sometimes. I'm sure your parents have probably had way more than you have. But when you're holding that resentment, it creates a skewed perception of yourself, not only in your own eyes, right? Because you're at this point where you've come to know yourself deeper than ever. And now when you don't act in accordance to who you know yourself to be, you put yourself in this whole spiral because you feel like old versions of you are coming out that you worked so hard to heal from, and you thought that you had it under control, but your parents have a strange way of making those unhealed versions come out. But not only are you creating a skewed perception of yourself in your own eyes, which is hard enough to deal with in itself, but you're also creating a skewed perception of yourself in the eyes of your parents that you are holding resentment towards. They already don't understand you. So now you have to deal with this inner turmoil of them only seeing you as the person who lashes out and gets angry at them for saying certain things and doing certain things. And you have to come to realize that they're seeing their lives through the perspective of everything happens to them, not for them, like I said before. So when their kid lashes out on them, they're not thinking, oh, what did I do to make them feel this way? They're thinking, what did I do to deserve a kid that lashes out on me? And that is not your weight to carry. But it is still completely relevant to look at things through this perspective, because at the end of the day, like I said, we all want to be understood. We all want to be understood. And, you know, I really do believe that in order to fully love someone, you have to fully understand them. And that's what's been really hard for me with my parents. Just one of the reasons that's been really hard is that I just don't feel like they know me and they fully understand me. And so it's hard for me to really wrap my head around how much they truly love me, because I know they love me because I'm their kid, but I don't necessarily believe that they love me exactly for who I am, because they don't know who I am, you know? And that brings me to, I think, the last thing I want to talk about today, which is the topic of guilt and shame. I think that a lot of our parents have a lot of guilt and shame built up inside of them because they are not healed from their past, which makes them act in certain ways that purposefully, without them even realizing sometimes, they are pushing this guilt onto us so that we feel the burden of their pain. And so we are stomaching all of that guilt that they are not willing to go a little bit deeper to work through. And that guilt can show up in our lives and trying to make us feel so small. It can try to make us completely forget how worthy we are of love. It can make us feel like everything's our fault, and that the reason why we were handed the cards that we were was because we deserved them, which is so not true. But as intellectual people who are so devout to our healing journeys, we understand that although it's not our fault, it is our responsibility to do the work to heal from it for our own good, for our own peace of mind. And yeah, it sucks that it's our responsibility now to pick up the pieces of the person that was completely destroyed by our parents, that we have to just pick up those pieces now and put them back together until we feel whole again. But at the end of the day, we also are able to understand that with pain comes purpose, and that if we didn't have the parents that we did have, we probably wouldn't love the way that we do, and we probably wouldn't cherish being understood the way that we do. All of our relationships in our life would probably be so surface level, and we'd be so okay with that. We would never live a life full of real love. It would all just be surface level because we wouldn't know any better. And the way that I like to look at it is that sometimes you can look at the way that your parents have affected you growing up, and you can use that as a tool guide to building a life completely separate from theirs, in the sense that you either become your parents or you become the person that they needed to heal them. And taking it even a step further for me, I have this deep passion in me to be a mother one day. And, you know, maybe I'd be a really shitty mother if I didn't have such a hard time with my parents growing up, and I didn't do all this work to try to heal myself from all of the pain that they've caused onto me, because maybe I would have just not done the work to internalize all of that, and I would have done the same thing to my kids moving forward. But now I can see all the ways that you emotionally affect a child. And I'm going to do my best to raise a child that feels understood, that feels supported, and never feels like I'm out to get them. Never feels like they are a burden on me. Never feels like they can't tell me anything because I'm going to react to it from my own unhealed self. I think that's the problem in today's world with parenting. So many people become parents before healing from their own childhood wounds, and they just bleed all that pain onto their kids. But you wouldn't be the person that you are today without all this pain. And I know that it sucks, and I know that it shouldn't be something that you have to accept, but at the end of the day, once you come to terms with it and you accept it and you actually understand that you were not your parents, and that's okay. That's beautiful. You shouldn't turn into your parents. I think that there is room for expansive growth from that. And I think that as much as it sucks to see them live their lives the way that they do and continuously look at the world from a woe me perspective and from never taking a second to really internalize and look deeper into how they are dealing with situations, I think that for your own peace of mind, you just have to let them. You just have to let them. You were not put here to be their parent, to be their teacher. You were here to be their child and to learn all that you could from them with what they gave you and to fill in the missing pieces in your life as you move forward from the things that they didn't give you, and understand that you can give those things to yourself, that you can fill up your own cup. So I challenge you guys today to open up your journal and maybe just think about it out loud if that works more for you, and ask yourself what boundaries you need with yourself or with your parents right now, and how you can honor these boundaries in your life every single time that you're around your parents, every single time you get a text from your parents. I know for me, for the longest time, even getting a text from my mom was so hard for me to respond to in more than just one word. And I held on to that shame of, why can't I just give more of me? Why can't I just meet her on this level that I want to meet her and still love her regardless? You know, that's something that I've had to battle, but it all comes with understanding yourself. That's all you're ever going to need. You don't need to necessarily understand exactly why they treated you in certain ways. You can run yourself rampant thinking of all the reasons why they have done what they've done. But at the end of the day, it's you versus you. And you're all you got at the end of the day. You are the only person that can make you genuinely feel better and can make you genuinely feel loved. I think I want to do a further episode on the concept of sort of believing in love, even though your parents weren't a great like replica of that for you. I know I kind of worded that weird, but for people who either grew up with separated parents or that just grew up in a household where it was very clear that your parents didn't really love each other, I think I want to do an entire episode on that because of course it affects the way that you give and receive love, you know? So like I said, it's not your fault, but it is your responsibility. And I know that you're doing an amazing job right now because you listen to this and you are so aware that that is not the right way to raise a child, that it has affected you this deeply. That's why it has affected you this deeply, because you know that that's not right. And that's a beautiful thing to understand. So, closing out this episode, your parents' unhealed versions of themselves are not your weight to carry. You have enough shit in your life to deal with, right? Like, that doesn't make you selfish. In fact, you should be selfish. You should be always thinking of yourself in the sense of, how can I learn to understand myself deeper and to heal deeper and to understand the world around me more? That's the whole point of life. That's why we have a conscious brain that sees things from our perspective, because it's our life. So I think that's all I have to say today. I will probably do further episodes on this just because I'm constantly getting more and more downloads coming through in my brain of things regarding parent-childhood relationships and it's something that's just really fascinating to me because I've been in the thick of it, and the psychology part of my brain also really starts ticking once I start thinking about it. So stay tuned for further episodes on this, but I hope that this episode was able to meet you exactly where you are. I hope that even if everything I said today didn't resonate, maybe one thing stuck out to you. And maybe that's enough. Maybe that's enough. Sometimes that really can be enough. So thank you again for listening and tuning into this episode. I upload episodes every single Monday, so stay tuned for future topics regarding this, but also regarding all different aspects of life. I'm already loving this season so much, and it's been bringing me so much peace of mind, so thank you for tuning in. As always, get your mud water, and if you feel inclined to leave a review or a 5-star rating on the podcast, please feel free to do so because it really does help me reach like-minded people just like you and grow this beautiful community that we are creating. Anyways, follow me on Instagram and TikTok. They will be in the show notes below. And this is a great episode for us to tap into those journal prompts that I curate for each episode that will also be in the show notes right above your exclusive Mudwater discount. So go ahead and check out those journal prompts, especially right after listening to this episode, to really come clear with how you genuinely feel, because I promise you, something will come out that you did not realize was in you the entire time, and that's the beautiful part of journaling. Anyways, as always, come as you are and leave a little more healed.